It is now a messaging war. And despite the fact that Congress holds the power of the purse, Democrats are blaming President Trump for the shutdown. Republicans maintain their willingness to negotiate with Democrats their extension of Affordable Care Act healthcare tax credits that they are demanding.
This is not the time to take the American people hostage. The ACA credits don't run out until December. But the best way to do that is to open the government and let's get back to this thing called regular order so we can have those debates, we can have those committee hearings, we can have those negotiations.
Senate Republicans are focusing their messaging on moderate Democrats, calling on them to vote for the continuing resolution to reopen government. Four more Democrats are needed to do so.
I actually don't think it's going to be that long of a shutdown. This is a pure guess from the Vice President of the United States, because I think you already saw some evidence that moderate Democrats are cracking a little bit. They understand the fundamental illogic of this.
Chuck Schumer, at the behest of a bunch of liberal, far-left activist groups, has walked his Democrat colleagues into a boxed canyon.
The continuing resolution that House Republicans pass and Senate Republicans support extends levels of government funding set by Democrats during the Biden administration. Republicans have also chosen not to enact the spending cuts proposed by the Department of Government Efficiency. Ultimately, Democrats have already voted for current levels of government funding 13 times in the past.